All right, Lagos, let's go over to Tech of the Week. We're having Divine Prosper, Divine Prosper on
Why
Tech of the Week.
Why you didn't prosper? I don't understand.
Because it's Cindy didn't want to prosper.
Divine, can you hear us? Hello? Hello, Divine, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Fantastic. I'm so first of all, on behalf of Digital Life, let us apologize for not having you last Sunday.
Okay, there's no problem about that.
Great. Thank you so much for being so patient with us. We, Emmanuel, please have a drink water.
So,
go ahead.
So, Divine, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, so Divine is a young man from Owerri, Imo State, and he has come up with a technology that seeks to eliminate electric poles and wires. Mm-hmm. He has successfully produced a prototype that transmits energy from a source to a receiver that includes a light bulb or anything electrical that can be fitted with the receiver can receive direct light contact. That's true, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so kindly just tell us and explain to us what your innovation is all about, because I'm trying to understand it. You sent a video. I went through the video. I saw that you were holding a light bulb, and without connecting it to a socket, it just went on.
I'm still trying to understand. Mm-hmm.
What is it really about?
Now, Juju, tell us. So.
Okay. It's a simple experiment.
Okay.
Actually, it's a wireless electricity project which can transfer electricity wirelessly, just as you said. You made mention of poles. And the purpose of this project is to eliminate the use of wires distributing electricity. So what it majorly needs is a transmitter at one side, then a receiver to receive the electrical energy and convert it into a suitable form of energy that can power one or two devices. So that video you saw that I did,
mm-hmm.
I just used it to charge my phone. It's just a little demonstration, just like you said, a prototype. So that's just a little demonstration of the wireless electricity I'm talking about. So I don't know if you really get what I mean.
Yeah, we do understand what you mean, but then we have a lot of concerns because these things are no longer passed through a wire. Why it's very good, the innovation is really good because naturally this is Nigeria. That means we won't be having, when we go to the rainy season, we have poles fall. It means that all those things will be a thing of the past.
Right.
I mean, when poles fall, there's nothing like pole falling, wire, wet wires and...
Great.
PSCN is going to say...
Before light will not fire you where you're starting. But I even have a question though,
yeah.
Divine. So since it is wireless electricity, right, how close does my device have to be to the to the source?
Yeah.
For it to be powered.
Okay. Concerning the little project that I did,
mm-hmm.
although that's in a small scale size, for that one I was able to achieve a transmission range of about 1 to 2 meters. Yes. And it depends on the power input. So if I could achieve 1 to 2 meters with that miniature project I just did, I believe that if we could kind of make it in a bigger, larger scale, we could get longer ranges. Yes.
Okay, so by 1 to 2 meters, just for those of us that are not quite conversant with math, what can you use to describe it in distance to us? Is it like 10 feet or 5 feet? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Or inches.
Okay. Let me say up to maybe around 8 to 10 feet.
Okay, you have to move from where you are. We're getting a feedback that is not so pleasant. Hello, are you there?
Okay,
great. We can hear you better now.
Okay, do you get what I said? No. I said around 8 to 10 feet. So around that.
Okay, 8 to 10 feet. That's one. Okay, thank you so much for answering that. I have another question though, but that feedback keeps interfering with our conversation. What is going on? Do you have another device, or is that? Are you close to a place that's a bit noisy?
Okay, let me.
Okay. It's much better now.
I can hear you now.
It's much better now. So, in terms of distance, right? What happens when a person just, for instance, just walks between the connectivity? Will thunder fire the person? Will the Why are you laughing? What if will the person get electrocuted, or will it interfere with the connectivity?
Yeah.
What happens?
The interference.
I have a wild imagination.
Yes, something comes in between.
Say, for instance, a child walks past between the point of connection to the source.
Especially for home use.
Yes, for home use. So what happens when a person just walks between the connection?
Okay, actually, the thing is, let me say, nothing happens.
Okay.
It's just that the transmission is actually blocked by our skin.
Okay.
So it's something that it could affect the transmission.
Okay, you have to really move away from where you are. We don't know why we're getting that feedback. Are you in any way tuned in, you know, with another device to this show right now?
No, not really.
We keep hearing one sound
really bad. But it stopped now.
But it has stopped now. So how long did it take you to come up with a prototype?
That was about 3 weeks.
Wow, that's fast.
Yes.
And what were the materials you actually used? Did you import them? Were they all locally sourced?
The materials, most of them, I got them from online. That's, I ordered them all the way from China.
Oh.
Because I couldn't find most of them over here in our local markets. So they are majorly foreign components.
Okay. And you did say that what happens when the device is connected at a distance, when a person walks between the connectivity, our bodies just interrupt the connectivity. That's what you said, right?
Yes.
It's not like thunder or Ogun will fire the person or electromagnetic stuff will just happen to the person.
Okay, this is what happens. It's kind of that's the obstacle. Your body kind of reduces the transmission power effectiveness.
Okay.
That is, there'll be a kind of reduction in power transmission.
Okay.
But it doesn't affect you yourself because your skin, these are our human skin, is coated with dead layers of cells,
which can block
electromagnetic radiation to an extent.
I was just about asking about radiation because that is one of the issues, and people are trying to see how they can reduce radiation in their homes because radiation has somehow been linked to cancers and other forms of illness.
But thank you very much, Divine. I'm sure he's been able to answer. Did he do justice to that last question?
Well, so far so good. Yeah, but you know, it's something that we have to really look into because if we're going to take this demo, if we're going to take this prototype to a bigger level, you know, and place it, because you said something the last time we had a conversation, that you want to place it like satellite dishes from house to house, just like that, right?
Yes.
So it comes
like on top,
on top of the buildings. You know, it's going to take a whole lot more of connection, and there's going to be a lot of radiation. So what happens to people living around the vicinity? What happens when rain falls? You know, things like that. Have you considered those things as well?
Yes, I've considered them, and I'm also considering them. I'm also in the process of research.
Divine, thank you so much. But how can people reach you, connect with you, just in case they, you know, have plans to invest in your idea, in your prototype to make it better, to better modify it? How can people reach out to you?
Okay. You mean on social media?
Yes, please. On social media, yes.
Okay, yes. On LinkedIn, you can reach out to me. On WhatsApp also. Okay. I have my profile. Then I'm also on Facebook.
What's your Instagram. Name across the social media platforms?
Divine Prosper. All
fantastic.
True.
Fantastic. Lagos. Unfortunately, we couldn't take as many calls as, you know, as we thought. But hey, we're out of time, and I'm sure that we've been able to give you a great show this. We were able to give you a great show this Sunday. You can find me on social media. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo, YvonneOkhaifoh. I've been here since 8 o'clock. It's time to call it today. Today.
Yes, and you can find me on social media at Emmanuel Owunke. Send me a message. Tell us what you like to hear on the show. And who would you like to see on the show? And we'll get right back to you here on Digital Life. Emmanuel, EmmanuelOnwuka. You can get me on LinkedIn, Twitter, and on Instagram. So, Lagos, that's the show for today. Next Sunday, we come with something even more, much more insightful.
That's right. Until we see you again next week, it is bye.